The military's fleet of firefighting C-130s are grounded following a crash. High winds have grounded the Solar Impulse in Morocco, but the world's first replica Civil War balloon is cleared for launch. This is Aero News for Wednesday, July 4th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. In what officials describe as, quote, a prudent measure, unquote, all military C-130 aircraft equipped with the modular airborne firefighting system have been placed on operational hold after one of the aircraft went down late Sunday afternoon. A MAFS-equipped C-130 from the North Carolina Air National Guard's 145th Airlift Wing crashed while battling a fire in southwestern South Dakota at about 18:30 Mountain Time Sunday. The cause of the crash has not been determined, and the incident is under investigation. At the time of the crash, the crew were fighting the White Draw Fire near Edgemont, South Dakota. Sunday's accident was the first in the 40-year history of the MAFS program, a joint Defense Department and U.S. Forest Service program that provides additional aerial firefighting resources when commercial and private air tankers are no longer able to meet the Forest Service needs. MAFS is a self-contained aerial firefighting system owned by the Forest Service. It can discharge 3,000 gallons of water or fire retardant in less than 5 seconds, covering an area a quarter of a mile long by 100 feet wide. U.S. Northern Command officials said in a written statement, quote, there were casualties, and our thoughts and prayers go out to those who were injured and those who lost their lives. The family members of these airmen are especially on our minds, end quote. It is not known when the MAFS aircraft will resume operations. The Solar Impulse team has indefinitely delayed their aircraft's return flight over the Strait of Gibraltar due to unexpectedly strong high and middle altitude winds. Solar Impulse's HBSIA prototype, piloted by Bertrand Piccard, was scheduled to depart from Morocco yesterday on a reconnecting flight from Africa to Europe. However, the medium and high altitude winds have unexpectedly shifted, triggering the mission team to revise their strategy. The team said that given HBSIA's design and its prototype status, wind speed and turbulence cannot exceed a predetermined safety limit. The flight director and his team have come to the conclusion that it's safer to wait for more favorable weather conditions and have therefore postponed the return flight until further notice. Solar Impulse will communicate via its website on any new developments on this leg of its journey. Solar Impulse flew to Morocco at the request of that country's king to participate in the groundbreaking for a massive solar thermal power plant. The airplane and its team made numerous promotional appearances throughout the country. The trip to Morocco was the first overwater flight for the aircraft, which the team hopes to fly around the world in 2014. Intrepid, the world's first replica of a manned Civil War balloon, has been cleared for public flights beginning today, July 4th, at Genesee Country Village and Museum. Weather permitting, the balloon will take guests approximately 300 feet, that's 32 stories, into the sky, simulating what the world's first military pilots experienced some 150 years ago. The Intrepid project has captured the imagination of families, educators, historians, and aviation enthusiasts across North America. Renowned documentary filmmaker Ken Burns, adventure balloonist and Virgin Group chairman Sir Richard Branson, and the Smithsonian Institution National Air and Space Museum's Senior Curator of Aeronautics, Dr. Tom D. Crouch, have praised the reconstruction. This modern-day Intrepid is a replica of the actual balloon used by the Union Army's Balloon Corps. Conceived by Professor Thaddeus Lowe, the Union Army Balloon Corps was personally approved by President Abraham Lincoln in June of 1861. Like the genuine seven gas balloons used during the Civil War, this Intrepid is tethered to land for optimal convenience and safety. Unlike the actual Civil War balloons, this Intrepid uses helium instead of hydrogen. Threatened by the ongoing national helium shortage, the project was rescued by a generous last-minute donation of the lighter-than-air gas by Macy's. The Genesee Country Village and Museum, located between Rochester and Buffalo, is the largest living history museum in New York State and maintains the third-largest collection of historic buildings in the entire United States. On June 28th, the 40th Flight Test Squadron flew an A-10 at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. Nothing unusual about that, except this A-10 was the first aircraft to use a new fuel blend derived from alcohol, and officials said it flew as an A-10 should, with no issues. The fuel, known as ATJ, that's alcohol to jet, is the third alternative fuel to be evaluated by the Air Force for fleet-wide use as a replacement for standard petroleum-derived JP-8 aviation fuel. Before ATJ, other alternative fuels included a synthetic paraffinic kerosene derived from coal and natural gas, and a biomass fuel derived from plant oils and animal fats known as hydroprocessed renewable jet. ATJ is a cellulosic-based fuel. It can be derived using wood, paper, grass, anything that is a cell-based material. The sugars extracted from these materials are fermented into alcohols, which are then hydroprocessed into the aviation-grade kerosenes needed for aviation fuel. The A10 is a perfect platform for testing these alternative fuels, thanks to its segregated fuel system. That system allows each engine to operate on its own fuel supply, so one engine can be used to test the new fuel, while the other runs on standard JP-8. If the ATJ-fueled engine performs properly, then tests are made with both engines on the alternative fuel. The Air Force has recently approved fleet-wide certification efforts of the ATJ fuel blend. Once all air and ground testing is complete, the ATJ will be approved as an official alternative fuel source for Air Force use. When Aero News continues, Spaceship Two moves closer to, well, space. NASA is to help Smokey prevent forest fires. And tacos on the rocks?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, July 4th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Spaceship Two is two steps closer to making its first powered flight after the suborbital space vehicle successfully completed its first glide flight test and the spaceship's engine, Rocket Motor 2, underwent another successful full-duration test fire, all on the same day. June 26th marked the first time that the company and its partners have undertaken test flight and test firing on the same day. The glide flight was performed by Scaled Composites, the prime contractor for the space flight system. To perform the flight test, SS-2 was air-released from White Knight 2, the carrier aircraft, at an altitude of 51,000 feet. The rocket motor firing was performed by Sierra Nevada Space Systems, the prime contractor for the RM-2 system. The 55-second test was the 13th full-scale flight design RM-2 hot fire. This firing provided an end-to-end test of the rocket motor systems, a critical step in preparation for powered flight. Both milestones prime Virgin Galactic to reach powered flight by the end of this year. NASA and the U.S. Forest Service signed a Space Act agreement last week that unites the two agencies in raising awareness about the importance of fire prevention and fire safety. This partnership will highlight areas of common interest in wildfires, forest and plant growth research, and materials science. The joint effort will be enhanced by the personal interest of astronaut Joe Acaba, the flight engineer currently aboard the International Space Station. Acaba is an avid outdoorsman who focused much of his career on the environment. He selected Smokey Bear, the Forest Service mascot, as the zero-gravity indicator and talisman for his Soyuz flight to the orbiting laboratory just last month. Throughout the human spaceflight program, imagery of Earth has been a valuable asset to researchers on the ground. The dramatic views of smoke plumes and fire damage to communities from 240 miles above bring unparalleled perspectives of the effects of wildfire and the value of careful forestry resource management to people around the world. The images also help firefighters combat fires more effectively and help researchers learn about wildfire behavior and patterns. Crew observations and imagery of the Earth from space are just some of the areas that will be emphasized. Space station experiments that focus on improved understanding of plant growth and physiology, as well as combustion and materials science, also will have a prominent role in related outreach opportunities and events. Of course, NASA and the U.S. Forest Service have worked together for decades in many areas of research and technology development, and the Forest Service provided invaluable assistance to NASA during recovery operations following the loss of the Space Shuttle Columbia and the heavily wooded areas of East Texas. Unless they feature salmon, crab, or cod, tacos are not exactly a staple in the Alaskan diet. You can imagine, then, the excitement in Bethel, Alaska, a town of 6,200 residents, when flyers suddenly appeared announcing that a Taco Bell was soon to open in their remote hamlet. You can also imagine their disappointment when the flyers proved to be a cruel joke. That is, until some executives at the fast food company learned all about it. They then launched their own Operation Alaska, as exciting an adventure as anything seen on Flying Wild Alaska or Ice Pilots. A helicopter airlifted a Taco Bell truck to the tiny town, and it was loaded with 950 pounds of seasoned beef, 500 pounds of sour cream, 300 pounds of tomatoes, 300 pounds of lettuce, and 150 pounds of cheddar cheese. In other words, the makings of 10,000 of the chain's recently introduced Doritos Locos Tacos. Well, the joy will soon be gone from Bethel, as Taco Bell officials have said they have no plans to open a restaurant there. The nearest one is 400 miles away, in Anchorage, a long, cold trip by dog sled or even snowmobile. In the movie Top Gun, Maverick and Goose get called on the carpet after an unauthorized buzzing of the control tower. Well, a couple of pilots from Brazil must have thought they were auditioning for a sequel. The two were flying Mirage 2000 jets and performing a flyover at a flag-changing ceremony in the nation's capital. The problem is they flew way too low, and the shockwaves caused by their high-speed pass shattered dozens of windows in both the Supreme Court and Congress. No one was injured, and the Air Force Command is investigating. I wonder, do they have truck driving schools in Brazil? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.